Thanks for being a part of the worship service tonight. And one of the big characters we saw in the scripture reading by both Pastor Wood and John Pelos was how the shepherds responded to Christ's birth. And I don't know if the shepherds can connect with one cartoon character that you may have heard of growing up. Dennis the Menace found himself in all kind of trouble, big time trouble. And if you could relate to this Christmas cartoon for just a minute. Dennis the Menace walks into his mom's kitchen and has a big box in his hands, and his mom sees him and her jaw drops. And she has a wide-eyed look on her face. And he says, "Mom, tell Santa Claus to hold off on that new train set that we wanted, because I just found a brand new train set on the top shelf of Dad's closet." And I remember seeking out those things, which I was not supposed to seek out as a little child, and later learning to seek more important things as the Lord has sought us in the Scriptures. But if we can think of characters that always find themselves in the tougher side of life, they would be the shepherds in the story of Jesus coming to be born. And so if you could identify with the shepherds a little bit tonight, I think your heart will know the Lord came for you. Well, the shepherds were on the rough side of life, spiritually and physically speaking. They lived out in the fields, and everybody else had some place to go. They were apart from everyone, and I'm sure that was lonely. And Christmas is a lonely season for a lot of people. Even though we're in a crowd tonight, you might be here feeling a bit isolated and lonely and wondering, you know, do I have any significant relationships in the bunch? And the shepherds felt that way about everybody else, and everybody else felt that way about the shepherds. They really didn't want the shepherds around people worshiping. In fact, they weren't welcome at certain parts of temple worship because of their job. Their job left them not able to come and do what they had to do to approach God in worship. And the shepherds were known as a little bit of characters who were shady. It was said that by the Pharisees that you were not supposed to buy off of a shepherd any wool or sheep itself, because they were probably stolen items. That was their reputation. And so they were kind of second-class citizens, outcasts, if you were. And the first news about Christ coming, besides coming to Mary and Joseph and some of their relatives, were to the shepherds. And I think that's to our hearts this evening. One Bible commentator wrote, "In Jesus' day, shepherds were crude and ignorant, known for sinful and evil ways." So there they were. And the message of Christ comes to them. And years ago, I saw the musical Annie back when in my college days. And it was about an orphanage. And I think the shepherds probably felt like orphans, outcasts and separated from others. And one line in the musical Annie, I think, typified what the shepherds may have felt that night and what people may feel apart from Christ. The line went like this. "Empty, empty belly life, rotten smelly life, full of sorrow life, no tomorrow life." And that was the shepherd's destiny. Rejected by people and feeling like they had a God-forsaken existence. And the Lord comes to visit them. And sometimes in life we feel that way when things are rough in our hearts. We feel down, or things around us are not what we thought they would be. It's very difficult for us. And the Lord understands that and comes to us. I was talking to a retired police officer last month. And we just happened to be talking about church things. Introduced myself as a pastor. And he said, "You know, I don't know a lot about God, or I don't know a lot about heaven. But," he said, "I've seen so much death in this life. And I've seen so many things that were not fair or unjust." He said this, and he said it with great conviction and intensity. He said, "I feel like this life is hell." That's what he said. And he felt that. And if I've heard it from one person, I've heard it from 50 people on 50 different occasions. Boy, with all the difficulties people face and where our hearts sometimes feel, we feel like could it get any worse? So we know what suffering is, and the Lord understands that. And the Bible, in a way, tells us that the man who said that, and the shepherds living out in the field, feeling isolated and alone, you know, they felt a sense of needing God in their life, and they were reaching out to Him in some way. In fact, if I live my life without God, what I feel in my heart, in my gut, is really a preview of coming attractions. I might feel like life is bad now. I feel almost, am I in hell now? What if I went to the real place called hell? Be infinitely worse. Abandoned, alone, apart from God or loved ones. And it's a very serious thing. The Bible lets us know that a sobering truth about the shepherds and all of us. We all start off separated from God and apart from Him. And it doesn't feel good in our gut. No matter what else happens in our life, it doesn't feel right. And what does that feel like to have the taste of hell in your mouth? I remember feeling very lost one time about 15 years ago going for a church job. I called a superintendent up and he said, okay, you have to meet me at a certain town. It was Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, at the Eaton Park in Beaver Falls. So I said, I know where it is. Noon, I'll be there for the interview. Go off to Beaver Falls, leaving plenty of time. I get there and pull into where Eaton Park is supposed to be, and where did it go? It turned into a 7-Eleven. They had changed the restaurant place. I go in. Where's the Eaton Park? No Eaton Park here. Is there an Eaton Park in town? We don't know. There might be some way over in the other township there. I had no cell phones at the time. Off I go, trying to find Eaton Park. Never getting there at a decent time. The superintendent about to leave. When I finally stumble across the place, but the long and short of it, you know, the feeling you have in your stomach, things aren't working out, they're not going well. Not really an interview, not really a job, not really even a lunch. It was a bad time. But what does it feel like to be separated from God and can't quite connect? Oh, what's gonna happen? People have described being apart from God like this. I can't believe all the awful things I've done in my life. That's a shepherd thought. Why am I out here by myself in the fields? Another thought people have is, I can't believe how much little love I have to God when I have so much love and I'm crazy, mad, head over heels, in love with almost anything or anyone else that comes down the pike. I can get excited about that. But Christ Himself, oh, is there love in my heart for Him? For Him. We get a sense when we're apart from God that we're stuck with ourselves and we cannot change any more than a leopard can change its spots. We cannot change ourselves. And so there we are as the shepherds, in trouble and needing God's help. No wonder Jesus said this in John's Gospel. He who does not believe stands condemned already, for he has not believed in the one and only Son of God. And John the Apostle said this, whoever rejects the Son won't see life, for God's wrath remains on him. And just think of your own relationship with the Lord. You feel like the shepherd, isolated and alone. And what happens to the shepherds? Good news. God's word says this. Behold. And I imagine when the good Lord was born, you know, we sing that song, Away in a Manger. We don't sing it tonight, but I think probably inaccuracy in that song. The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes, you know. I'm sure he cried being a little one. Never known a baby that hasn't cried. But the Lord reached out to the shepherds with good news and said, behold, stop everything and listen to this. Good news of great joy, which is for all the people, even you shepherds, for all the people. For in this day in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. Right to you, right to the shepherds. And go and see, you'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And so God reaches out to the shepherds when they cannot help themselves and they feel isolated and broken and apart from Him. And I think their story is our story. But we start off separated from God and alone and isolated and afraid. And Christ knocks on the door of our hearts. And we could say, we've heard about Christ. Behold, through how the Lord has influenced our life in a church service, through family members maybe. He's attempted to get you to be like a shepherd. The shepherds went. They said, let's go. Let's go and see what has happened. And they went to be with Christ. They left there, returned praising God, the Bible tells us. And what a change they had in their heart. And for each of us, it doesn't matter where we're at tonight with the Lord. He understands it. He understands it better than we do. If we feel lost, then we say we are lost. If we are lukewarm, that's where we're at. He understands. If we are bored, He understands that. If we think we're too tough for Jesus, He understands that. And He's much tougher than we are. So he comes to us to be a Savior and a Lord. And tonight, He is the only one who could rescue us from the isolation that the shepherds had. He was the only one who could rescue the shepherds. Christ is the only one who could rescue us from hell. And when I was growing up, didn't know much about the Lord, but I knew there was a heaven and I knew there was a hell. And I knew I was headed to hell. And I couldn't turn around on the road by myself. So maybe that's your boat this evening. I feel like I'm apart from God. I don't know how to stop. Jesus meets us in the road. He becomes the way to heaven for us. And the only way. And we'll never get to meet Him unless our hearts are open and we receive Him into our life. What's it like to receive Christ? It's getting life back to your heart. The Bible says it's like a man rising from the dead. If you could see your heart being like that, rising from the dead. And there was a story of a gal who lived all her life without God, had a change in her life one day that she received Christ. She said, the Lord is for me. I need Him. And she said this a year later. She said, I can't believe all the joy that I have in my life because of Christ. Oh, she has hard times like the rest of us. But the joy is there because of Him. And I can hardly believe it. What a difference the Lord makes. And it's true about Him. Tonight, if you feel like a shepherd apart from Him, rejected by others, you'll find Christ to be a true, loving Savior for you who will change your life around like no one else can. Just a few things about Him before we close. You'll find Him to be a friend of sinners and one who will not reject you. You know, it's a blessing to be a pastor. You get to work with a lot of people. You see different people in different life situations. As a pastor, I've seen people, church people, reject other church people for various reasons. And that's a sad thing. I've seen family members reject other family members. And everybody is broken about that. I've seen people from outside the church reject the church. We don't want to be around church people. I've seen church people reject people outside the church. We don't want you. But you know what? I've never seen Jesus reject anybody. Always welcome anybody from where they are at. And He said if anybody comes to Him, He will in no way turn them away. What a wonderful Savior. We get to know Him, we start to become like Him in that way. You'll find a friend of sinners. You'll find peace on earth, goodwill to you. Can you imagine, did anybody ever wish the shepherds goodwill? Probably not. God wished them goodwill. And tonight, you may come and go from the service and being crowded and people are in a rush. You might not get a goodwill from anyone. God says goodwill to you through His Son. And He comes near to you. He gives good news of great joy. One Bible teacher said, your heart longs for Christ, the eternal one, and that's why you're so dissatisfied with everything that's temporary. People throw themselves into temporary things, and what do you get? You get temporary fulfillment. And Christ, who is forever, gives you forever fulfillment. He brings the forgiveness of sins to you. The times we feel anxious in life, you know, the little ones who were here, if you were to take them away from their parents, they would feel anxious. When we are away from God, we feel anxious. And that bothers us a lot. He came to bring the forgiveness of sins and fellowship with Himself. And then you'll find in Christ too, the only way to heaven. The path, the way. In my own life, I still have a sense. I am not going to heaven unless Jesus gets me there. Because He's my Savior. And if I could say gently, you're not going to heaven unless Jesus gets you there. And how He wants to be in your life and change your life around. And to find what the shepherds found, a Savior who loved them, who would be their friend and Savior each step of the way. It's been said this, that if we live without Christ and then we die, 5 seconds after we die, we'd give all our experiences back on earth, all the laughter and the good times and good food and things like that we enjoy, would trade that all in for 5 seconds back on earth to say, Lord, I want to know You. Because if we go through life and die without Christ, we are apart from God forever. We are in hell. But Jesus came to rescue us from ourselves, from the hell that we created by our own rebellion. He came to shine light into our hearts, to bring Himself, to bring joy and life abundant and eternal. And He is a real Savior, and He can do it for you as you would open your heart up to Him. A testimony from a man who was one of our founding fathers. He wanted to pass on faith to his children. He knew they had to receive Christ themselves. He said, I could leave you a lot of stuff. And he disposed of all his possessions. A fellow named Patrick Henry. But he said this, I wish to give you more than anything else, faith in Christ. Because if you have faith in Christ, and I didn't leave you a penny, you would be most wealthy and contented. Faith in Christ. And if you don't have faith in Christ, and I leave you a whole bunch of stuff, you're going to be poor indeed. And we thank the Lord for gift giving. What a beautiful thing, gift giving. And I hope as you give and receive gifts, you remember when God came to give a gift, He came to give Himself, and that you would receive Christ into your life. Let Him be the change that your heart cries out for. I think everybody who doesn't know Christ, God has a special eye out for them. And He would bring you good news tonight about a Savior born to you, Christ the Lord. Put your trust in Him. He is so trustworthy. We can't do enough. I often think as a preacher, and I'm sure Pastor Wood felt this many times, if there was somebody else besides Christ to preach, I would preach Him fervently. But no one even comes close. And so we're glad to say how wonderful the Lord is. And He is. Would you trust Him this evening as your Lord? And follow Him throughout your life. You'll find in Him strength and fulfillment. And I'm going to ask that we close in prayer before we pass the candle on to each other. Thank you for being here. Could you pray with me? And just pray for people around you as we pray. Maybe this evening you'd like to become a Christian and receive Christ in your heart. Just bow your head for a minute, please. I do want to share that shortly after I became a Christian, the only thing I had to help me was a Bible. And so that God did help me through His Word. And tonight, if you receive Christ into your life and need a Bible, I would like to give you a Bible before you leave church. So on your way out, could you just say, Pastor, I need a Bible, and I will get you a Bible so you can begin to read of our dear Lord. But as we pray together, you might pray after me. If you feel like a shepherd and rejected by men, but Christ comes to you. Dear Lord Jesus, thank You for coming to be my Savior. I turn from myself, Father. I turn to you, and I receive you into my life. Help me follow you all the days of my life, Lord, and be to me joy and peace that you promised to be. Give me the strength I need to belong to you. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, Amen.